Drink and drive.
Want to know what's happening this week in Central Illinois? Check out DecaturRadio.com.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump on the ballot. I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court continuing to hear arguments on whether Colorado should be allowed to remove Donald Trump's name from the presidential ballot, citing the Constitution's 14th Amendment, which bars anyone who took part in an insurrection from holding public office. Trump lawyer Jonathan Mitchell arguing that amendment doesn't apply here.
Officer of the United States refers only to appointed officials. And it does not encompass elected individuals, such as the president or members of Congress.
But Jason Murray, attorney for the Colorado voters who sued to get Trump taken off the ballot, is disputing that in front of the justices.
He says Section 3 disqualifies all oath-breaking insurrectionists except a former president who never before held other state or federal office. There is no possible rationale for such an exemption.
Arguments are ongoing. No word on when the court will deliver its decision. This is ABC News. Fresh trouble for southwestern Iceland, a volcano erupting for the third time since December. A popular tourist spot, the Blue Lagoon Spa, evacuated, and several communities have lost heat and hot water after lava took out a supply pipeline. Crowds heading to New Orleans for Mardi Gras will either have to miss out or pay more for a traditional Louisiana dish. ABC's Jim Ryan explains why.
The parades will still roll through the Garden District and liquor will flow in the French Quarter. But in many restaurants, crawfish is off the menu.
We're just not catching it. We just don't have crawfish to put out there on the market.
Crawfish farmer Barry Toop says the drought and extreme heat of the past year have severely cut into the harvest.
Some people are going to go under.
And the mud bugs that can be found in grocery stores or restaurants are about twice the price of 2023. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Some NBA players heading to new homes today. The league's trade deadline is just a few hours away, 3 p.m. Eastern. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This Cromwell Ag Update is brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois, helping farm families succeed with customized service. Visit them at farmcreditil.com.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network with an early check on financials. U.S. stocks are holding near records as evidence keeps piling up, showing the job market is remarkably solid. The S&P 500 virtually unchanged a day after coming within a fraction of a point of the 5,000 level for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up a tenth and the NASDAQ Composite flat. U.S. economy blown past early expectations for recession. The latest show of strength coming from a report indicating fewer workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than expected. The number remains low relative to history, even if layoffs at Google's parent company and Macy's and other big-name companies have been getting attention recently. In previous months, such a report might have hurt the stock market because of concerns that it would mean a longer wait for cuts to interest rates from the Fed Reserve, but investors have been coming around to the idea that good news on the economy is good for stocks because it will drive profits for companies, and futures tied to the S&P rose after that particular report. Latest set of earnings reports big U.S. companies also keeping the stock market mixed overall. At the Chicago Board of Trade, a sideways pattern in front of a supply-demand report that is pending this morning. I'm Jeff Nally.
Crop insurance is necessary because every year is going to be different. There's a lot of volatility, and these farmers, they know how much money they have out there. They know how leveraged they are. Knowing that this is what my Farm Credit crop insurance is guaranteeing me per acre, it's a peace of mind thing. We're not commission-based in our sales, so it gives me the ability to do what's best for the member on their specific operation.
Contact a local Farm Credit Illinois crop insurance agent and customize the coverage on your farm today.
It's Trish. Here's a look at what's happening about town. Teams of eight can get signed up right now online for the Decatur Area Arts Council's Trivia Night fundraiser. It's happening at RCC's Schilling Center Saturday, February 24th at 5:30 p.m. You can sign up online now at DecaturArts.org. Then get ready for a night of door prizes, raffles, games, drinks, and snacks. Stay up to date anytime at DecaturRadio.com. That's a look at what's happening about town.
News Radio on your phone, your radio, and on your smart device. Alexa, play News Radio 101 FM.
News Radio 101 FM, a very beautiful 56 degrees in downtown Decatur. Kind of breezy, but that's okay. Welcome to Decatur Today on this Thursday. Jeff Daly in with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon, or thereabouts. It might run a little long this afternoon. You never can tell, because it's a very special show. You've probably been hearing the promos for it. It is our very special Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge Special Olympics Takeover of Decatur Today on this Thursday. The annual Torch Run Polar Plunge for Lake Decatur is coming up March 2nd, and we wanted to take the day to encourage folks to get their teams together and raise money for what is truly a special organization for a group of great individuals throughout Central Illinois who compete in Special Olympics each year in a variety of different competitions. And one of the ways that we raise money for our Special Olympics athletes here in Central Illinois and nationwide is with the Polar Plunge, again, which is coming up March 2nd at the Beach House in Lake Decatur. And so we wanted to devote an entire show and let you meet some of the athletes and some of the parents and caregivers of the athletes, and talk to the folks from Special Olympics as well, and also meet some of the coaches too. So we figured we'd just go ahead and devote the entire show. And if you want to get your team together, you can do it very simply by going to plungeillinois.com. And if you go to the top of the page, you'll see locations. Just click on locations and click on that Decatur link, and you can get your team together, get signed up. And to that end, we kick off the show visiting with Vanessa Duncan. She's the Assistant Director of Special Olympics Region I, and also the Plunge Director, and Bruce Bird, who is the father of Justin Bird, Special Olympics athlete here in Decatur. Thank you both for coming in. Welcome. It's good to be able to visit with you this afternoon.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
It is a pleasure. Good morning. I knew you from a different life.
Yes.
When we both had different lives.
Yes, we did.
But I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. The Polar Plunge is coming up, and it's going to be here before we know. We're now less than a month away. And this is one of the premier events for Special Olympics in Central Illinois, right?
Right. In just 3 weeks and 2 days, we hope to have over 500 polar plungers, brave souls, out there in Lake Decatur, plunging on behalf of our Special Olympics athletes right here in Decatur and surrounding areas.
And it's very simple for folks to register, and it's not a lot of money you got to raise, but every single one of those dollars stays right here in our own region, right?
Absolutely. Every single dollar from the Polar Plunge funds all the sports competitions and training events and athlete leadership programs that we have throughout the year. So our athletes never have to pay to an entry fee, and even our fans never have to come and pay a fee to see our athletes. We want to pack those, fans in the stands. So, yeah, it is a special experience, and every dime from the Polar Plunge helps, that purpose.
How many different types of competitions are there? Just ballpark.
We have 14 in Region I throughout the year.
Okay.
And we just had a basketball, Justin, Bruce's son, plays basketball, and that's a big season right now. And state basketball is coming up, and then we'll move into our track and field, which is a very popular sport. And, you know, bowling's usually our summer, along with some softball, and then we have our winter sports like volleyball and bocce and, unified bags. So we have quite a few seasons of sports throughout the year.
One of the things that I've already always noticed, and I'm sure you've seen it throughout the years, how long has Justin been participating in Special Olympics?
Well, he's 29 right now. He started when he was 8, so he's been doing it for 21 years.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as a parent, you realized how important it was for him to be engaged and, you know, and get involved in an activity. And so it's probably played a pivotal role in his life throughout those years.
Oh, he loves it. Every sport, every season, as Vanessa said, a different sport that comes up, he takes part in it. There's a good group, team members. We get to see all of these athletes throughout the year. So it became, you know, his group that he gets to go do things with, and especially with the team sports, like with basketball, what they just got done with. It's just wonderful to see what it does to those athletes. I mean, they all love it. I mean, they can't get enough of it.
One of the things that I noticed, because my son is a Special Olympics athlete, and, you know, he competes in bowling. One of the things that I have always noticed, whether it was way back when he was doing basketball, and like I said, now when he's done bowling, is the camaraderie amongst the athletes. Because we were at the bowling competition last year, and I just sat there and watched. And, you know, while they are competing, while it is a competition, they're all rooting each other and just really pulling for each other to do their best they can.
Absolutely. Any of those team competitions, you see it in track, they're cheering, everybody's cheering everybody on. The state track meet up in Bloomington when they have it up there, it's amazing. You get up there, I see there are thousands of people out there, thousands of athletes, and everybody's cheering everybody on. The whole organization is just a wonderful organization, and it's so good for the participants.
Yeah, and he's obviously, you said he's competing in basketball, and you were telling us before we went on the air, it's our Special Olympics Torch Run Polar Plunge Takeover Show on News Radio 101 FM, as we encourage folks to go to plungeillinois.com and sign up. Obviously, he wouldn't do it if he didn't love it.
Absolutely. As soon as basketball gets over with, he starts asking, when's track practice?
Really?
Because that's the next one coming up. And, some of those early season track practices get a little brisk out there, but he's ready to go. He's ready to go.
It really is a lot of fun, and it's a great activity because it's great that the community comes out and shows so much support for it on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
Because I've seen you get everybody from the high schoolers to the college kids come out and get involved because they realize the importance of the Special Olympics program, not only for these individuals, but for the community as well.
Absolutely. To see our volunteers like Milliken who come out and do the state golf competition over in Forsyth. I mean, the droves and droves of Milliken volunteers that make that event just possible is amazing. And like you said, the high school students or even community volunteers. And it's not just the volunteers, but the donors to our polar plungers as well that are contributing to the awesome memories that these athletes are making with their teammates and friends.
Obviously he's developed a lot of friendships with a lot of folks over the years.
Yes.
And socialization is such an important thing for these individuals, because a lot of times they can feel isolated and just kind of out there on an island to themselves, and it's good for them to realize that there are all kinds of people just like them, and they are totally relatable, and people can, have those friendships and have those interactions, and it really becomes a very, while it's a competition type of thing, it's also a very social thing for them.
Absolutely. When they, like I said, when you go to the, the basketball tournaments, the track meets, even the individual meets that you have before you get to the, before you get to the end of the state tournament and whatnot, it's very interesting because you see a lot of the same teams, but the athletes know each other, and they know what they're there for. They're there to compete, but they also, the social aspect is very big. You see it every time you go. It's wonderful.
Without a question. Yeah. As parents,
we can sometimes feel challenged by this, but it also helps us as well because we realize the value of what this brings to their lives. Don't you? Would you agree with that?
No, absolutely. Like I said, you know, it's my son's autistic, so schedule's very big with him.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what, you know, when you have practice on regular days. He knows when it's coming up. He knows what he has to do. And it's like, it's time to go. We got to go practice. It's basketball. It's track. You know, it's, well, when they had equestrian, it was equestrian. He got to do that too, which was really neat.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
How did that work out?
It was different. They had, you know, the different, basically like an obstacle course of things that they had to do.
Okay.
And some of them, the horses were led. Some of them, they weren't. I mean, the athlete themselves was actually directing the horse to do what they were supposed to do. Again, that whole level of skill competition. And those were really fascinating because the horses have the ability to really calm down. Special needs folks, and there's a real connection there, and it was a really wonderful opportunity that he got to participate in that.
That's fascinating because I know just from my son's personal experience, the large horse kind of is intimidating for him, and it's definitely not something that he would find enjoyable. And he will, we all know, you know, sometimes these individuals have no filters, and that's fine because they're some of the most honest people that you've ever met in your entire life.
You got that right.
And, I mean, they will tell you exactly what they're thinking. And they will tell you if they want to do something or they don't.
Yes.
But that's really amazing because I hadn't even considered that. I had thought about that because that was way back when he was a little guy. And he may be different with it now, but that really is, there is something about, and I always think about comfort dogs and things like that. There really is something about having, individuals that interact with animals because animals can be a very calming influence on people with special needs.
Right. And the thing about it was, I think with a lot of, you saw with the ones that participated in equestrian initially when they were younger, they probably were intimidated because it was such a large animal.
Right.
But it was also very confidence building. I mean, when they got up there and they actually able to get the horse to do what they wanted it to do and do it correctly, that, again, just very, very enjoyable to see that.
Very rewarding to see that as a parent, too,
oh,
I imagine.
Without a question. Again, visiting with Bruce Bird. He's the father of Justin Bird, Special Olympics athlete, and Vanessa Duncan. She's the assistant director for Special Olympics Region I and the plunge director for the Polar Plunge. PlungeIllinois.com is the website you need to visit, and we encourage you to do that. Or if you have time, you can always stop down here at the studios in downtown Decatur at 410 North Water Street and sign up or make a donation as well. What is the one thing that you would like folks to know if they are the parent of a Special Olympics athlete or a parent of someone who has special needs that maybe isn't a Special Olympics athlete?
Try it out. You know, contact Joni at Special Olympics. Find out, you know, what your child would be interested in. Get him started early.
Okay.
Because again, it can be, like I said, my son's been doing it for 21 years. He really thoroughly enjoys it. The socialization aspect of it. It's just, you know, if you find something they like, and there's a lot of things to choose from, they will really, really enjoy it. You will too. It's just very rewarding.
And of course, you want folks to sign up because you got a lofty goal, but I think it's totally achievable to get folks to sign up and get registered because you want a full Lake Decatur coming up on March 2nd, right?
Absolutely. Like I said, we hope to have over 500 people plunging that day, which would be one of our, let's get back to the good old days when we had 600, 700, but yeah, definitely. This is, you know, getting back into it and realizing, being brave for our athletes, you know, mirroring the bravery that they show every time they go out there to compete or go to practice even, you know, really taking that to the next level and you showing that you can do that too.
How is the day going to work on Saturday, March 2nd?
So we'll have registration from 10 to 11:45 where plungers can come and check in or walk up and register with their $100 in donations. The plunge will kick off at noon. So we'll be out there having flights of teams go on in and then they'll head to the changing tent and hopefully come back out for our post-plunge party. We do have Protégé, which is a band that's going to be at the beach house performing from 11 to 4. They'll take a break during plunge time to make sure to watch some plungers. I think Amanda's son is actually plunging, so she's the lead singer of the band. She wants to be out there to watch that. And yeah, we're going to have a meal and some awards around 1:30.
It'll be a great afternoon. Look forward to seeing folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. PlungeIllinois.com is the website. Just click on locations, click on that Decatur Polar Plunge tab, and you can register right there. Or again, as I said, all you have to do is stop by. If you want to stop by the studios here at 410 North Water Street, just downstairs from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Joni and Vanessa can get you guys signed up. It's going to be a blast, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody. Bruce, Vanessa, thanks for coming out. Bruce, thanks so much. All the best to you and to Justin.
Thank you.
When's his next competition coming up?
Be track coming up. So here sometime in the next 2 weeks, practice will start up.
And you'll know exactly when his first practice is.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for taking the time coming
Thank
in
you,
this
Jeff.
Afternoon. We really appreciate
you.
It. Vanessa Duncan, the Assistant Director for Special Olympics Region I, and Bruce Bird, father of Justin Bird, Special Olympian here on Decatur today on News Radio 101 FM. It's our special Olympics Polar Plunge Takeover Show. Quick check of your forecast, and we're looking for a breezy day today. There's a slight chance for some showers this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny day, kind of cloudy out there right now, though. 60 your high, partly cloudy, 47 tonight, sunny, 63 tomorrow, Saturday sunny, cooler with a high of 47, Sunday partly sunny with a high of 43, chance of snow on Monday. Not happy about that. Sunny skies otherwise with a high of 38. Right now, 56. More Decatur Today coming up on News Radio 101 FM.
Ameren Electric tried hard to raise our rates, but we raised our voices to stop them. AARP thanks the residents who spoke up. The Illinois Commerce Commission heard us and put Illinois families ahead of boosting the electric company's profits. Now, thousands of older residents can breathe easier this winter knowing they can afford to keep the lights on. Learn more at aarp.org/IL. That's aarp.org/IL. Paid for by AARP.
Hi, I'm Jim Kroll, General Manager at S&K Buick GMC. By now, I'm sure you've noticed we like to give back to our community, to help out wherever we can. And we've been able to do that all thanks to you. When it comes to our business, we can brag about our inventory, but we'd rather our sales and service staff do that for us. Let our work do the talking. We pride ourselves on having the most knowledgeable sales staff and service department that's second to none. We are S&K Buick GMC. Nobody treats you better. Everyone is shouting the same thing. We want your car. We will give you more. At S&K Buick GMC, we were buying cars before it was cool. Hi, this is Jim Kroll, General Manager of S&K Buick GMC. And our message and our strategy has been consistent since day one. We give you top dollar for your trade in less than 30 minutes. We set the bar and will continue to keep it high. Give S&K the opportunity to buy your vehicle and earn your business. And you will see why we have so many local customers in the capital city and surrounding communities.
No spin, no agenda, just the news. That is what the Center Square gives readers every day. Covering vital issues like crime, border policies, and education, the Center Square focuses on holding state and federal government accountable to you, the American taxpayer. Sign up for your state's Center Square newsletter at thecentersquare.com. No spin, no agenda, just news. That's thecentersquare.com.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I saw a statistic recently that jumped out at me. In 2017, home equity grew by a staggering $908 billion in America. That represents a 12% increase year over year. For most Americans, home equity is the biggest chunk of their personal wealth. At realestateagentsitrust.com, we see adult children who seek our help and sell their parents' homes. Often, the home is in a distant city and the condition of the home can be poor. And of course, our agents at realestateagentsitrust.com go above and beyond to help those families sell these homes, and that's a great feeling for everybody involved, including us. But it makes me wonder if there might be a better way. Have you considered looking at the equity you have in your home? It might be smart to sell now and downsize and have that equity to enjoy your golden years. If so, I urge you to go to realestateagentsitrust.com and let one of our agents see what might be possible by leveraging the equity in your home. realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com.
News Radio 101 is everywhere. On your radio at 100.9, on the Decatur radio app, and on your smart speaker. Alexa, play News Radio 101 FM.
News Radio 101 FM. It's 11:24 and 56 degrees. Anthony Peoples at WAND still has a check of your forecast coming up. This is our very special show in honor of Special Olympics and the annual Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge for Special Olympics that is coming up March 2nd at Lake Decatur at the Beach House. All gets underway, I believe, registration again, starting right around 10:45, and continuing, they'll start handing out trophies, at about 1:30. It's going to be a great time. And if you have never had a chance to attend, the Polar Plunge, I encourage you to come out that day. But more importantly, I encourage you to get signed up. All you have to do is raise $100, and I'm sure you can either pay for that yourself, or you can have some friends, kick in some cash and raise $100 and plunge into Lake Decatur to support our Special Olympics athletes here in Central Illinois, specifically Region I, which is where we are at. And just go to plungeillinois.com. Plungeillinois.com is the website, and click on locations right there at the top, and just click on that Decatur location when it pulls down the tab, and you could sign up and be good to go, because we would love to see you out there at Lake Decatur coming up March 2nd. We are turning over the entire show until 1 o'clock this afternoon to the folks from Special Olympics. That includes, of course, Vanessa and Joni Keys from Special Olympics, but also the coaches and also the parents and the athletes themselves. And we are always we are very pleased to visit with Judy and Ryan Sturgill. Judy is the mother of Ryan, and Ryan is a Special Olympics athlete. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys. Really appreciate you guys being able to visit with us this afternoon.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
You do not be nervous. I've known you for a very long time. You and I have hung out, and we've seen each other on more than a few occasions, because my son's, a Special Olympics athlete as well. You have been competing since you were 8 years old, right?
Yes.
And what are you competing in what sports again?
Basketball, bowling, and swimming.
Okay. And it, what is your favorite out of the bunch?
Basketball.
Okay. Why? Just because you like it more than anything else, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you compete on when you were in school back at, because you went to Eisenhower, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you compete on the team at Eisenhower as well, too?
Yes.
Okay. It really is it was a great experience, a lot of fun. So you wanted to keep doing it as a Special Olympics athlete, right?
Yes.
Good deal. Judy, it is obviously, you wanted to get Ryan involved at a very young age when he started competing. And so he started when he was 8.
Yes.
Was it hard to get him involved in it?
No, it's real easy. We started out with the track and field.
Okay.
That's the first sport that really can include everybody. It's a easy event to make sure everybody can participate no matter what their abilities are. So we started out in track and field, and then we started learning about all the other sports that Dreamcatchers sponsored, plus also at the time Park District had a lot of sports too with their program. And we've stuck with Dreamcatchers because they offer a lot more variety of the sports, and we keep him active all year long in some type of sport so that he is actively involved.
Obviously you realized when he was at a very young age how important it was to keep him engaged and to keep you involved in different things, because socialization is a huge part of, you know, keeping our folks with special needs engaged in the community, because they're just like everybody else. They need to be around everybody and learn and develop those social skills, right?
Right. Ryan is very social, and he likes to be, he will be the last person at a party.
There's nothing wrong with that, my friend. That's
yes,
good.
Yes.
And so it's very important to keep him socially active and also physically active.
Was it hard to identify the different things maybe he wanted to participate in?
I think we've switched around to different events because he really didn't like the running, even though basketball is his favorite. The track and field, just he did softball and then a running event. He's a very good thrower. And so at one point in time, we were involved in flag football, and that kind of decreased because of COVID.
Right.
And the participation hasn't picked up since COVID on the flag football, but on the basketball, even though he runs, it doesn't seem like a running event to him because you're as a team and you're participating with your team members.
Well, it's like my son Ian, you know, he did the track and field as well, and then he did the basketball, and which he was really, really good at, but it fell off as he's gotten older, but he really has picked up on the bowling aspect. Mm-hmm. So he really likes competing in that. And one of the things that I notice, and especially when we were all up in Champaign last year, you guys really, really back each other up when you're out there. It doesn't matter if you guys are on the same team or on different teams. You guys really, really throw your support behind everybody, don't you?
Yes.
Because it really is truly something special to watch. You can just sit back and watch the athletes compete. Everybody's always high-fiving. Everybody's always cheering each other on. And it's such an amazing experience to take in because you get around a lot of other adults that will just never happen.
Right. And I think too, we're very, cognitive of making sure that everybody touches the ball.
Right.
And so everybody has a chance to, no matter what their abilities are, we pass to other people so that they at least get a chance.
How did the swimming come about? Because there's no way Ian would ever do the whole swimming thing.
So, actually, Rosie Kuhlman started swimming years and years and years ago.
Really?
And she started it with Millikan. It's kind of a cooperative with Millikan University Swim Program. And the Millikan swim team actually teaches and trains our swimmers. And so we used to use the Millikan pool until it closed, and now everything is at the Y.
Okay.
And the last couple of years we've started, we will even do some beginner swimmers. Maybe they're not really ready to compete, and maybe they don't know how to swim. So they get about a half an hour each week of the hour-long practice time, and we work with beginner swimmers until they're ready to compete, and it's really amazing. So I'm kind of like the dream catcher coach. I took over from Rosie Coleman, but I give all the credit to her because she started the program, and now this is their this is the swim team's community service.
Oh, okay.
Program that they do.
And through Millikan.
Through Millikan, yes, through Millikan. And so the swim team, they come out and coach, and it's really interesting because the freshmen that come on, they're not real sure, you know, about it, but by the end of the season, they just love it. They love working with the kids. They love helping them learn how to swim, and it's really amazing. We had one boy that started. He was autistic. He did not want to swim, you know.
Right.
And they kept on coming back year after year after year. And now he does the competitive swimming
of
it.
Don't you find that?
So it's amazing how they grow into it.
Yeah. I guess I knew that there was a swim team, but I just really didn't know the history about it. And that's fascinating to hear because it's great to hear that the college students are getting engaged.
Yes. Yes.
Do you find that a lot, especially with adults? They may come at it with some trepidation, but then once they get exposed to it and get around it, it almost is addicting because
right.
because you feed off the energy that the athletes have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is truly, again, going back to the bowling competition from last year, it truly is, it has a special vibe about it.
Right.
At least that's what I get out of it.
And it's amazing to watch them grow and develop. Because they do learn how to swim better or even play basketball better or play softball or do bowling better. I mean, they improve over time.
But do you find that's also true about the adults that are involved as well?
Oh, yes.
Because especially the ones who maybe have never been around Special Olympics athletes, because once they do get around it, everybody then starts really getting engaged with it.
Right, and it's very important to get that camaraderie.
Right. Yeah, it really is truly something special. Again, visiting with Judy and Ryan Sturgill, athlete, Special Olympics athlete and his mom. It is the Special Olympics Torch Run Polar Plunge Takeover Show on News Radio 101 FM on this Thursday afternoon. PlungeIllinois.com. Why would you, if you had one thing to say to somebody who may be considering, getting a team together or just individually plunging, why would you say that it's important that they do that?
Oh, it's very important because these athletes for Dreamcatchers, we don't all the money that you donate to Special Olympics provides for these activities for these athletes. And not only do they have sport events, they also have some leadership capabilities for the kids to participate in too. And so all of this is provided to them at no cost at all.
It really is a great program. And I know when COVID rolled through, it was very challenging for all of us, mm-hmm. especially those individuals with special needs, because isolation, the last thing, because the social skills are so key to their continued development and their continued interaction in society as a whole. Mm-hmm. And so it really is vitally important that Special Olympics is able to keep going. And the way to do that is to, participate in programs, volunteer, but participate in programs and fundraisers like the Polar Plunge. Are you going to plunge?
I will be there to support. I did it 1 year.
One was enough, right?
I did it 1 year. So all of our money goes into Ryan's pot, and he can go get in the lake.
And you obviously, you said you're proud. You want to do the plunge, don't
yes.
you? How many years have you done it now?
5 years.
5 years plunging. That's awesome. How much cash have you guys raised over the years? Any idea? Ballpark?
Oh, no. We usually get almost $1,000 a year.
That's awesome.
So.
That's great. Special theme? Are you going to do a costume this year for it, or are you just going to plunge?
I just plunge.
You just plunge. Just do the plunge thing. And costumes wear out after a while, it's going to be a lot of fun. Are you cold when you usually get out of there?
Yes. Very.
Very cold. I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward to seeing you down there and cheering you guys on. We'll have the special post-plunge party afterwards in the Big Ten. But it is a great time. And I really appreciate you both coming in this afternoon and taking a couple of minutes because it really is a special organization. And it's truly a wonderful organization that does so much for our family and friends. Who are maybe special needs individuals and their families, because I'll tell you what, you guys are really something else. And I'm always constantly blown away and impressed, and I would just want to say thank you for plunging, but also thank you for being just such a great human being, because it really, you bring special life to the world, and it just keep on chugging on, my friend, because it's always good to see your great big smile when we're out and about.
Thank you.
Ryan Sturgill and his mom, Judy. Judy, thanks a bunch. We look forward to seeing you March 2nd.
Thank you.
Judy and Ryan, a Special Olympics athlete and his mom, the annual Torch Run Polar Plunge for Special Olympics coming up March 2nd. PlungeIllinois.com. Click on locations and register now for the Decatur Plunge coming up at the Beach House. And again, if you have time, you can always stop by, make a donation, or you can just stop by and sign up to plunge yourself. Vanessa and Joni are here. We'll visit with them a little bit later on. But we definitely want to fill up Lake Decatur with a lot of plungers. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. Judy and Ryan Sturgill on News Radio 101 FM. It is 11:38 and 56 degrees in downtown Decatur. This is Decatur Today. Coming up, we'll visit with more folks. We have Jonathan St. Clair and Brianna on the way as our Polar Plunge Takeover Show continues on News Radio 101 FM.
Happy New Year from your Decatur area Best Brands Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Start the new year off in style with quality new home furnishings and save up to 70% off retail. Over $4 million of all the top brands of furniture and mattresses by Ashley, Sealy, Homestretch, Purple, Coaster, Tempur-Pedic, and more are in stock and available for immediate pickup or super fast home delivery. Sectionals, sofas, recliners, dining sets, bedroom groups, lift chairs, wall art, rugs, occasional tables, power bases, and mattresses. You name it, we have it. Sealy Queen mattresses from two
$49. Beautyrest Black, Purple, and Tempur-Pedic mattress closeouts 50% off. Five-piece dining sets from $299. Sofas from $499. And sectionals from $699. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We have quick and easy payment plans for everyone, so you can enjoy your new furniture or mattress now and pay later. Stop by and apply today at your Decatur Best Brands Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located at 1383 East Pershing Road, next to Big Lots. Best Brands Furniture and Mattress Outlet. When you want it now, and you want it for less.
As the familiar tune fills the air, joy radiates along with the heat of flickering flames. You make a wish for another year surrounded by the ones you love. With each passing year, the compassionate team at Prairie Cardiovascular will be by your side with heart care that allows you to focus on what matters most. A life well lived. Prairie Cardiovascular, here with you.
Space. You need it, I need it. But where do we get it? Well, those who are particular and appreciate getting the most for their hard-earned money go straight to the best, Coach House Garages. And you get a lot more than just space for your stuff. You benefit from increased property value, a nice accent to your home, and carpenter-built construction that's second to none. Go to CoachHouseGarages.com and find the extra space for your place.
More than just a garage.
More than just a garage.
It's a Coach House.
I'm meteorologist Anthony Peoples with a look at your News Radio 101 weather forecast. It'll be a very windy and warm afternoon with a high of 58, winds approaching 40 miles per hour. There may be a few showers this evening into early tonight, a low of 47. Breezy and warmer tomorrow, 63, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder Friday evening, Friday night, Saturday morning. Breezy and cooler this weekend, 48 on Saturday, 43 on Sunday, and only 38 Monday with a wintry mix possible. I'm meteorologist Anthony Peoples. That's your WAND weather forecast.
Are you ready to start a diet that actually works? Introduce yourself to Plan Z by Zola. Hi, I'm Zola, a formerly frustrated dieter who developed Plan Z. Listen.
I went into this thing, let me lose 10 pounds. Before I knew it, I was down 27 pounds, and literally in a month.
It was amazing. On the plan, I lost about 40 pounds.
Yeah, I've lost 69.1 pounds. It just worked so well, I couldn't hardly believe it.
Went to the pet food store and bought a bag of dog food. As I'm walking out to the car with my shoulder hanging down and this 50-pound bag on my shoulder, I thought to myself, wait a minute. This is what I was carrying around extra before Plan Z. Holy cow, how did I do that?
Go to PlanZDiet.com and learn how thousands of dieters lose an average of 31 pounds in just 50 days. And get special pricing if you order Plan Z now. This is a short-term offer, so I suggest you act fast. PlanZDiet.com, because you deserve a better diet.
PowerNet, an affordable wireless broadband solution from Shelby Electric Cooperative, offering speed so fast you'll stream. No, I said stream speed so fast you'll stream. To learn more about PowerNet, visit their website, www.pwr-net.coop. That's pwr-net.coop. Or call them today at 774-2323. That's 774-2323 to get speed so fast you'll stream. I give up.
Want peace of mind knowing you have power when the weather or other unforeseen situation knocks your power out? Call Shelby Energy Company today and talk to them about a Generac whole house generator. Also ask them about current incentives going on to include a monthly discount on your electric bill by signing up for the residential interruptible rate plan. Call Shelby Energy Company today, 774-2311. That's 774-2311. And have peace of mind with a Generac generator. Shelby Energy Company is the LP Gas subsidiary of Shelby Electric Cooperative.
For the past 65 years, there's only been one race where a legend can cement his legacy.
Jimmy Johnson's going to win the Daytona 500.
Or an underdog can experience a career-defining moment.
Finally, Michael Waltrip is going to win, winning the Daytona 500.
Who will experience that this year? The 66th running of the Daytona 500, February 18th.
Only on your home for the NASCAR Cup Series all season long. 98.1 Grizz FM.
Push this button, and we never stop talking. Decatur's power of information. News Radio 101 WZUS.
Gotta play News Radio 101 FM, 1144, 56 degrees. It's Decatur today. Jeff Daly in until 1. It is our Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge. For Special Olympics, it's our takeover show on this Thursday. PlungeIllinois.com is the website. Again, right there at the top, click on locations and just register for the Decatur Plunge. It's, again, coming up March 2nd at Lake Decatur, just right outside the beach house. It's going to be a lot of fun. They'll have the great big tent up and encouraging folks to get wet and get cold, but it's all for a great cause. And, again, March 2nd is the date. The beach house is the place, Lake Decatur. We're looking forward to filling up the lake. Always good to visit with more folks. And Megan Dickerson, what is your official title with the Park District?
Cultural Arts Manager.
There you go. I knew I should have asked that ahead of time. We were chatting off the air. Obviously, Megan and I know each other well. We've from many, many moons ago with the Park District. But your role is heavily involved and engaged with our special needs folks here in the community, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
So what are you doing exactly? You wear a lot of hats.
A few.
Just one or two, right? One of those is there are special programs that are offered, there's special recreation opportunities, for our special needs folks here in the community available through the Park District, aren't there?
Yes. So we have our Special Rec Association, that has different events that happen throughout the week, as well as the annual First Wednesday KC Hall Dance, which is a big one. We just had that last night. Always a good time to celebrate and dance.
Trust me. I know when the KC Hall dances are every single time because I am reminded about that. We can't miss the dance.
That is definitely the highlight of the month, not only for our participants, but for us as well. It is an evening where our tanks just get filled. There's so much joy in the room. And it's definitely dances if no one is watching. And everyone will want, you can dance. You can sit and watch. You can just soak it all in. But that's one of the best ways to kick off the month. And then we also have our Heart and Soul programming, which we inherited the Heart and Soul Choir from Central Christian Church in 2021. And with the choir, we ask that it's we have special needs individuals who get together on Wednesday evenings, except for the first Wednesday of the month because of the dance. We do not have it then.
Right.
But they come together and they just share the joy of music. And from that program, we've discovered in the arts world, why not open it up and offer a dance class? So we have Heart and Soul in Motion. And then new this past summer, we added Heart and Soul on Stage to be part of our Best of Summer Stock series. So they put together a musical and get to perform at the Devon. And they all feel like rock stars when they get to perform at the Devon. So it's great to see them smile. But one of our favorite things is when our friends come in and show us their medals. Because, you know, from this weekend to that weekend, there's a different Special Olympic tournament.
Competition.
And so they'll come in and they'll show us their medals. And we love celebrating with them as far as their medals and the joy that it just brings. It just warms your heart.
You know, the Park District has really gone a long way to engage with our special needs folks here in the community. You've got regular activities throughout the month out at the Scoville Recreation mm-hmm. Center out of Scoville West. But you also do have the competition teams. You know, you have a bowling team, and we'll visit with Dana. She's the coach, Dana Floyd, coming up in a little while. But it's great that the Park District has opened up and really expanded the programming, because it seems like you guys really understand the need for it here in our community.
Dana has helped coach us all. And one of the greatest gifts that I have received is working with Dana Floyd and her opening my eyes to what the potential is. Everybody should have the same opportunities Dana is fantastic. If we have someone that registers that has a special need or needs an aid, we can contact her and they can do our regular programs that we offer with an aid. So that's fantastic too, that, you know, everybody gets to be involved.
And you've been involved also with, as you mentioned, the Heart and Soul Choir. You know, that was that a little bit of a challenge right out of the box to get that off the ground? Inheriting it? Really?
Not at all. Don Martin was fantastic at mentoring us in. He was retiring from the program, and so he stayed on board for a couple months to help us in getting our feet wet with the program. And really, I've said that Special Rec doesn't fall under my job description, but once you meet the participants that are involved in Special Rec, you just want to be involved. It doesn't matter what the facet is. So, once Dawn kind of introduced us to the choir, got the choir comfortable with us and us comfortable with, you know, we had to make sure that snack night stayed. Like
right.
the last Wednesday of the month is snack night. We kept as much the same. Really, it was the location and the people. Don is still involved as he has a son in the choir. So he's there, and I think that we've done him proud. He will tell us that, you know, that he really appreciates the way that the choir is going. And his son is also involved in Heart and Soul in Motion and Heart and Soul on Stage. And it's just great to watch them bloom on stage.
Visiting with Megan Dickerson. She is with the Decatur Park District, the cultural arts coordinator.
Manager.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I knew I'd get it right.
Something.
Maybe kind of, yeah. Sort of, right. But you're also a plunger as well. And because,
I am.
Because this is, how many years have you plunged now?
This will be my fourth plunge. There's kind of an unspoken law at the Park District that when you start at the Park District the first year, you have to plunge. And I was extremely lucky because my first year back with the Park District was 2020. So it was July of 2020. So my first plunge was July of 21, which was the alternative plunges. And so I got to baby step into the plunge.
Right.
And ours was a slip and slide into a kiddie pool with ice water. It wasn't the lake. So, you know, once you've done it, it's like, okay, well, I've got to continue doing this. And so the first year that I did it down at the lake, I was like, okay, I'm not going all the way. But I did, because once you're in the crowd, you just keep going. However, the Park District is looking to get 100 plungers this year. And within that, we can't find 100 people that definitely want to go all the way out and back. And so Ken Fry has created a subgroup within our group that is just the toe plungers. And so baby step into it.
Leave it to Ken.
Yeah.
He'll come up with an option.
He'll figure it out. He sure will. So you baby step into it, ankle deep or just a toe, you know, gets you going. I mean, the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time, right?
Right.
So maybe you'll be an ankle plunger this year and you're going to end up catching the bug because that's what happens. And then next thing you know, you're going all the way, or not at all, but you're still there for the cause, and just being around it is fantastic. I have my buddy Seth Martin. He plunged with me last year. He said he would do it as long as I was by his side. And he told me he wanted to go all the way, and I said, okay, we're gonna do it. And we touched the buoy, and we went to turn around, and he just pulled his feet up, because at that point he realized how cold the water was. And I said, we got to get back, buddy. And so, like, we got back, and he was so proud of himself and so excited that he told me he's doing it again this year, but he wants someone else on the other side of him so we can all just pull him back.
I'll just pull him back in. That's awesome. Seth's a great guy, and that's so cool to hear.
And it's peer pressure. Like, you know, it's peer pressure at its finest.
Exactly.
So this isn't the peer pressure your parents warned you about, like when you were younger, that you're just supposed to say no to peer pressure. This is one of those things that we're pressuring everyone at the district. Like, come plunge with us. Bring your family. We have we've got quite a few of our arts participants that are joining, because we plunge and then we go straight into Wizard of Oz rehearsal afterwards. So
wow.
Every plunge always falls when we're working on the show that we're putting on. So we go straight back to rehearsal, and, you know, we come with our Polar Plunge shirts on afterwards, and, you know, then we have participants that are like, I want to do that next year. So we've got quite a few arts participants that are joining us. We have Everly Jane, who she does our programs, and she's a kindergartner that has Down syndrome, and her brother Stosh is also plunging with us. And we just like are recruiting, and it's for that joy of that we get to see the athletes when they bring those medals. Like, I personally think that little bit of discomfort of the cold is worth it for the 52 weeks out of the year that someone is showing me their medal.
Absolutely right. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys had a great team down there last year. I remember you guys all going. Look forward to seeing everybody again. And just real quick, Joni Keyes, the director of Special Olympics Illinois, joins us in the studios. These are the types of organizations that really help pull it together for you guys, aren't they?
Oh, man. I mean, the Park District's been great, not only on the side of plungers, but I mean, they support the whole event. They bring us all those garbage cans, they bring us the picnic tables, they bring us the bleachers, and I mean, they're so great to work with. They make sure all the sand is pristine on that beach, and you know, but yes, to your point, it is these organizations that bring it, believe in it, and get it. They get it. They get why we're doing the polar plunge. They see it. They work with these individuals. And it is. She speaks the truth. It's, and they'll not forget you once you remember, you know, once they meet you, you are their friend for life.
Oh, yeah.
So, they will learn your name, and every time they see you on the street or in the grocery store or wherever, you're their friend. Mm-hmm. And Special Olympics just, I mean, means so much to them and their families when they can't get other, opportunities elsewhere. It's the Park District providing opportunities. It's, you know, Special Olympics working with the Park District and their staff to bring Special Olympics to them with the facilities and whatnot.
One of the things that when I was talking with Judy and Ryan and Bruce earlier and Vanessa, one of the things that I noticed, especially when I was talking with Judy and Ryan, we were talking about the swim program. Sometimes people are a little nervous when they first get involved with it, but you touched on it as well. Working with Dana, once you get engaged and once you get around this, it really becomes very addicting because you sense that joy from the competitors when they're, whether it's bowling, whether it's basketball, whether it's swimming, or whether it's just, or just the camaraderie. You know, but they do it, but it's all sheer joy for them.
It is. And one of my big things that I always try to preach is they're people first, and their disability is a gift.
Yes.
It really is. The eye-opening experience that you get from them when, like, something that may really weigh on you just is water off their back. And it's such a beautiful way of living. And I truly believe we're all just walking each other home, and they're just fantastic at being your best friend. And that's just it. Once you have made that connection, you've got a best friend for life.
Without a question. Mm-hmm. Well, couldn't put it better myself. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to visit more a little bit later, but I appreciate you taking time. I look forward to seeing you probably next week at some point. Definitely cross. Ian is not going to plunge. I'm just going to let you know right now, he's not going to plunge.
He told me.
He said
he'll be out there cheering us on.
He will definitely be out there cheering everybody on,
part of it too. We need cheerleaders, and not everyone has to plunge. You can donate to a plunger.
Right.
And I've told many people when they're like, well, I don't have much, I've told them a lot of littles make a lot.
Absolutely.
So a lot of little donations can make a big impact.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to it. PlungeIllinois.com, the Special Olympics Region I Decatur Polar Plunge happening Saturday, March 2nd, here in Decatur at the Beach House at Lake Decatur. Register at PlungeIllinois.com. Or if you have time, swing by the downtown studios, 410 North Water. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. If you have time to swing by, make a donation or sign up to plunge. We would love to see you down here. Megan, thanks a bunch. Always good seeing you. We'll catch up soon. Joni, we'll catch up also again in the next hour, too. It is Decatur Today on News Radio 101 FM, our Special Olympics Torch Run Polar Plunge Takeover Show. Again, plungeillinois.com is the website. Make sure you sign up now. We'll be back with more Decatur Today coming up on News Radio 101 FM.
This is Bill Wise with the latest Appetite for Pork report. Today I'm talking with Dr. David Newman, Senior Vice President of Market Growth at National Pork Board, about how your pork checkoff dollars are working to bring more U.S. pork to tables around the world. Dr. Newman, the pork checkoff is always working to drive demand for U.S. pork. For consumers here at home, how are you encouraging them to buy more?
Traditionally, the consumer in the U.S. has been from the boomer generation. They've been heavy pork users. They know what they like. But as boomers start to eat less pork and they start to exit the marketplace, we need to be focused on this consumer of the future, millennials and Gen Zs. They have tremendous purchasing power, and as that purchasing power shifts into these new generations, we need to make pork relevant to these buyers.
Thanks again, David, for talking with us today about how the pork checkoff is building a bigger appetite for U.S. pork. You can find out more information at porkcheckoff.org/radio.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump on the Ballot. I'm Michelle Franz.